Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Are you sitting comfortably? Are your earphones securely fastened to your head? Well then, sit down, buckle up, and prepare yourself. Once a month, the guys at the Hawk and Cleaver head office meet up and hold a secret storytelling ritual. They practice their lunging, trade Pokemon cards, swallow an entire digestive biscuit, and sacrifice a neighbor's cup of tea. From the swapsies left over, the aches in their groins and a tea stain on the neighbor's kitchen floor, a theme emerges. This month's theme, metamorphosis. So get ready, because these aren't the stories your mother used to tell you. No, these are the other stories. Hello, and welcome back to the other stories. This is another volume opener. I don't know if you've noticed, but before every volume, we like to just get in touch, you know, find out what's going on, give you an update and that kind of thing. I don't know if you've noticed as well, we've been running a competition this past 4 weeks. We've been giving away 5 printed copies of The Other Stories, the collected edition that collects all of the stories from volumes 1 to 3. We've been giving away, and we have some competition winners. If you haven't entered the competition, don't worry, you can still get a copy of the book. It's available on Amazon, or if you just go to the show notes of this episode, there will be a link there that you can click, and it will take you through to the Amazon store. You can order your book, and you know it's going to support the show, and we love it when we get bits of money. We definitely don't complain when we get bits of money, because it helps, you know, it helps keep the factory running, you know. Right, the competition winners, I'm just going to quickly say their email addresses, because I didn't capture their names, which is fine. We're going to get in touch with these guys, but I just want to give them a quick shout out. We've got SailorMindy25@AOL.com, RockGurkey@GMX.net, RLGranson@Hotmail.com, MontsView@Hotmail.com, and ReBask00@Yahoo.com. So congratulations, guys. We're going to send out some nice, beautiful, lovely books right into your post boxes. Yeah, so I thought it might be interesting to, in this particular episode, start to look at some behind the scenes sort of content. One of the biggest compliments we get is that the narration is on point. The narration is one of the things that makes the show what it is. So I thought I'd get in touch with one of our regular narrators, Ian McEwen. You might recognize his voice. And, you know, find out what makes an audiobook narrator. So let's see how that goes. I just kind of figured it'd be cool to give the listeners a bit of a behind the scenes of, like, you know, what goes into the sausage. So absolutely. Maybe start by telling us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
The man behind the voice.
Exactly, yeah.
The man behind Terry Rowlings.
Terry Rowlings. As you can tell, I am American. I was born in Washington, D.C., and I have returned there in adulthood. I'm an opera singer. I'm an actor. And most recently, I have become a narrator. I started in music and have always wanted to tell stories in different ways, whether it's through music, through reading stories to people, through narrating, and now doing the podcast, which is really super, super fun.
So I'm curious, actually. So when we send you a story and you get it in your inbox or however we send it to you, how do we send it to you?
Slack. Well, last couple times it's been through the group chat.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Plop that on there.
Yeah, so we plop that onto you. And then what do you do from there? Like, I have no idea, because we give it to you and then magic comes back. That's all I mean.
Well, the process for me for narration, the general process is I get the manuscript, whether it's a short story like for the other stories or the full novel, I read the whole thing. I want to get the arc of the characters. And then once I get that, I look back while I read, I take all sorts of notes, whether it's, you know, he said, he sighed and said, you know, I get all those little details of how the delivery is laid out by the author. And I make note of that and then go back and develop voices for the people, whether it's, you know, sometimes I'll read a character and I'll immediately hear a voice in my head. Sometimes I ask the author, like, is there an actor that you would cast in the movie version of this? And then sort of develop a voice for each character that is distinct, but not, hopefully not too cartoony, unless it's Terry Rowlings. I develop voices and then I sit down and record. And after I record, I go back and tighten up the pacing and clip out spaces if it's like there are awkward pauses or anything. To make the pacing really solid. And then I go back and with a fine tooth comb, edit out any extraneous noise, whether it's like clicks in my mouth or clicks that I shift my weight and don't realize that like my clothes rustle. I use the power of technology to remove all of that and then master the whole thing, which is, you know, put a compressor on there and I make it all, you know, highfalutin. professional sounding.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending on the length of the story, that could take anywhere from, you know, 2 hours to 6 hours. And also depending on how many times I messed up.
Yeah. If someone did want to get into it, who's someone
out
there who's listening right now thinks, wow, I really want to be an audiobook narrator. What would you suggest they do first?
I would suggest that they go right to acx.com, which is the audiobook creation exchange.
Yeah.
That is the platform that Audible and Amazon has set up for authors to seek out narrators and vice versa. They have a whole ton of resources. They have a blog that outlines what you need to set up a home studio. They have articles on what the best mics are for different price ranges, and then software recommendations. They have a wealth of information.
So how much money would you say would they need any money, or are they going to have to start with something?
You're going to have to buy a mic.
Yeah.
Is that the Blue Snowball?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's they're really good USB mics out there. A lot of voiceover people say don't buy a USB mic, but honestly, like, for the money, it's a really great place to start.
I think this is like 50 quid, so
yeah, 100 bucks, 125 bucks,
yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah. It's, I started out with a Audio Technica USB mic that you know got the job done. It's not going to be like a TV movie voiceover quality mic, you know, but it will get the job done for you. And there are also free software, free digital audio workstations out there, like Audacity is what I started out with, and it's totally free online. And a lot of narrators use that and continue using it because it's perfect for the purposes.
Yeah, I think most of the other narrators I've worked with just use Audacity. I think so. They haven't told me they're using anything else. What, I mean, are you sticking to that?
I'm using Adobe Audition now, okay. Which is it's sort of a pain because it's not a one-time purchase. It's a monthly subscription thing.
Right. Yeah.
But the capabilities are, I have not found something that equals it in terms of noise removal and really being made for podcasts and audiobooks.
Yeah. Where can we follow you and more of your work?
You can find me on Facebook, on Twitter. My website is my name with a dash in the middle. It's www.ian-mcewan.com. Google Ian McEwan and I'll pop up right on the first page of Google.
Cool. And we will link all to these bits and bobs in the show notes as well, so people can find you. But thanks, man. You are a shining star in the world of audiobook narration.
I'm just happy to be part of the Hawk and Cleaver family now, man. It's really, I'm lucky.
Yeah. If you ever want to come over, honestly, to the UK, you have a place to stay.
Hey, we're planning a trip to the Isles. We want to do a tour of Ireland, Scotland, and UK. You know, do it. And I don't know how soon we're going to be able to do it, but it's in the cards. Liz.
So there you have it, straight from the narrator's mouth. So thank you so much to Work and everything that he does. All the links will be in the show notes for this episode. And remember to get in touch with us. We really want to hear from you. We really want to know who you are and what you're all about. Congratulations again to those winners of the book. And one last note, we just want to say thank you because we just hit our first 10,000 downloads this week. 10,000. Imagine that many people in a room listening intensely to everything that you're saying and doing. It's quite a terrifying image. And with that, I'll speak to you soon.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.